You're listening to SBS News.
In an inner Sydney terrace house, the love shared between Peter DeWaal and Peter Bonsall Boone is brimming from the walls. Sitting at his dining room table, Peter DeWaal speaks fondly of his late partner while looking through old photographs.
This is the photo taken from 1966 when we came out as a couple.
The pair spent more than 50 years together, taking life's highs and lows by each other's side.
In 1970, the biggest issue for male homosexuals was that we were criminals, you know, for sharing our bodies. Bond and I living here in the house, if we had been dobbed in by somebody to the police, they could have come and arrested us.
Better known as Bon, Peter Bonsall Boone passed away mere months before same-sex marriage was legalised in Australia. But despite the devastation, for Peter DeWaal, it's one of the biggest victories for LGBTIQ plus rights in his many years of activism.
Wow. That really touches me. Because it's a sign of how far we have come. You know, Bon and I used to say, be wonderful to be a recognised homosexual couple. We didn't talk about marriage in those days, just some legal recognition. And of course, we never achieved that.
Other milestones were achieved instead. The pair marched in Sydney's first Mardi Gras in 1978. And in 1972, they shared the first kiss between a same-sex couple on Australian television as part of the ABC's Checkerboard program. This is Bon in 1972. The episode was called This Just Happens to Be a Part of Me.
What attracted you to Peter in the beginning?
I don't know. It just went bang.
In the early 1970s, the pair helped found the Campaign Against Moral Persecution in the Anglican church halls at Balmain.
To come to the church hall on the 9th of January 1971 was just wonderful. It was like a haven in those days where men and women could gather for a party, for a meeting, and start the movement as we know it today.
An exhibition at the New South Wales State Library now marks 50 years since gay and lesbian life went public. Margot Riley is the exhibition curator.
Bearing witness to what has happened in the past, hopefully that means we can't go back to that time. We can only move forward to a more positive and more accepting world.
It's a sentiment shared by fellow 78er Robin Kennedy.
It is so important to keep our history alive. It's so important to know where we've come from, the sacrifices that people have made, because it informs our present and our future.
And it serves as a reminder, on the eve of Mardi Gras, to nurture just how far we've come.
There is this huge community, and not necessarily just my community. There is all sorts of people there welcoming us.
Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.